And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Howard Steele, Saratoga Avenue, City of Milton. I'm hearing one excuse after another why this plant is going to be delayed or why somebody wants this plant delayed. I'm hearing it with the questions from the council. It's one excuse after another. It's time for this plant to move forward. I've had enough. The people of Milton have had enough. This board delayed the previous project and blamed it on the incompetence of the previous board or the previous council. Well, it's now, it's time for you to stand up and say, we are moving forward. We're not gonna be bullied. We're not gonna take on any political pressure. I'm not gonna accept it anymore.
There you go. My man, voice of the people, Howard Steele. I think he's not a he's the anti-pitchfork posse vote. He's the one who's listening to this meeting and he ran for office and he did not win that election, but I like Howard. Howard is going to push back against what city council does. He's literally the only, in fact, they tried to just about get him off the boards and create a whole bunch of rules to prevent him from saying what he wanted to say at the city council. It's amazing. But, you know, okay, fine. So the wastewater treatment plant has been this saga. I mean, about as long as I have lived here, but I've been really paying attention to Milton for the last, gosh, I don't know, about 5 years, I guess. And it has been a never-ending saga. Sandy Woodbury, who is not the drama. She is the source of funding. She used to be the grants person, and now she is the assistant city manager, and she is fantastic. Like, the new city council ripped the project out from under her that she worked so hard to put together the first one, and then said, all right, let's do this one. And I still kind of amazed that she stayed at her job and did not leave and go somewhere else. But she did, and she's fabulous, and she says the cost.
The first slide that you see is the new plant. And the estimate that we've gotten for the 3 million gallons per day and the 4 million gallons per day, which is 68.5, we'll just say, million for the 3 million gallons per day and 88.1 million for the 4 million gallons per day.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad. I thought you were saying it was going to be 140. That's just the plant. That's not the spray fields. That's not the lift station. That's not the effluent pipe. That's just the plant. When you add in $34 million for the $3 million gallon per day or $42 million for the 4 million per day for the spray field, then you get the total. And then when you add in the effluent pipe and when you add in the lift station, eventually you get...
So that's the budget. The total budget is, of course, $117.9 million.
Wow.
For the 3 million gallons per day. And then 140, we'll just say $144.8 million for the 4 million gallons per day.
And it was $50 million 5 years ago. Good Lord. Delays cost money. So the question is, what are they going to do to fund it? Well, they've got a bunch of money, about 23, I think, if I remember correctly, $1 million in the reserve fund. That's what this meeting was largely about, is committing that money to this project so that Sandy could go out and raise funds. But in order to do that, they have to have an agreement that they are going to fund one of these projects, either the 3 or the 4 million gallons per day. It's only a question of how much of the project they do now or versus doing it later, because the design is for a 4 million, but they're going to do 3 to start off and they can expand it later. Well, one of the proposals is a $5 per month raise in the residential sewage fees and a $20 a month raise in the commercial fee. And they say that'll raise about $4 million. Also, when it comes to grabbing money or proposing for money, you've got to be able to tell them the scope of work before you do it, which means you've got to have a plan, which they kind of have, but they don't have the approval from the city, from the council, saying, yes, this is our plan. We're not going to tinker and screw with it anymore. We're going to give you what we're going to give you, and we're going to use the reserve fund to commit to it. And that's what she wants.
It is. I do believe it's doable.
Even the $32.9 million shortfall, if they were to go with the 4 million gallons per day?
Yes, okay. I can get that.
I can get the money. And if anybody says she can get it and she doesn't, then she can do it, okay? One option is they could drain all the reserves and use it just to get the effluent out of the Blackwater River. That's one option, but it would take all the reserves and you wouldn't have a replacement for that plant.
Option one, if you just want to do the spray field and get the effluent out of the river, as Sandy said, we've got the money to do that. We're ready to go. However, it will eliminate and completely drain your reserves.
And you won't have any money to build an actual new wastewater treatment plant, which needs to be done. So Sandy Woodbury says, commit to the project, and once we commit to this project, we can get you the funding that we need. That's true.
The second option takes those reserves and leverages them to get the money you need to build either the 3 or the 4 million plant.
Because once you spend the money, you won't have it to leverage it for grants or other things. You're out the money. So we really have to commit to something. We'll come back to this in a second, because where this winds up going is important to understand, especially if you live in Milton or even if you live anywhere in Santa Rosa County. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens is out today. We got Jordan is sitting in for him with Traffic on the Fives.
Yeah, roads still looking pretty good right now. No major accidents to be reported at this point in time. But if you do come across anything, 850-437-1620. I'm Jordan with your Traffic on the Fives. I almost said
almost it. Almost
said it? Almost said it. Yeah.
He also works at primarily works over on Cat Country.
Yes.
But also does a show on Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1 from 9 to 10 every day. So he'll go right after this. He'll go up there and do his show for Glass Half Full.
That's right.
Keep playing your name.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Jordan Glass. All right, well done. All right, back to the conversation about grants. Again, option number two is to leverage the reserves now, but you to use it to build the plant. Or option number one is just to get their effluent out of the river, but that'll use all your reserves. And you got to pick a path. City Council, pick a path. And Sandy Woodbury says, if you do commit, I can get you the money.
Once you make these commitments, the money is easy. What is hard? You can't go for the money without commitment, without good estimates. And so I hear why the rush, but I know that there's a lot at stake here. There's a point where you have to decide, is the city of Milton going to build this wastewater treatment plant?
Here's hoping. Fingers crossed. Ed Spears.
We cannot seek grants and fundings without detailed estimates for projects that are designed and permitted. And we don't have to speculate what will happen if we go to these funding sources and say, we're about to redesign something. We saw that money evaporate before.
Because Mike Cusack and several of the public speakers gave an indication that they wanted to go back and redesign it. He's like, it's a complete system. We're ready to go. If you pause in any way or you waffle, we're toast. And we will not be able to go back to these folks again. We've already bailed one time.
We heard the statement tonight that I 100% wholeheartedly agree with, which there is a lot of work that could be done while you're reconsidering Site 4. That's true. If we had the cash in the bank. But we don't. We're trying to generate those funds. We have to do that with a designed, permitted, complete project.
Right, and we have an intact, complete project now, and it may not be the very best one we could ever imagine getting, but it is the one we have. It is good enough. It is appropriate. It can get permitted for the parts that are not yet permitted, and we can afford it. We can manage to make it work. You tinker, all of that goes away.
And that's what's at risk again. We had this discussion in late 2024. That's the risk. And that's why I say we go or we have to stop all of these opportunities until we're ready, because we can't give it back again. They'll never invite us back to the table.
There won't be a third time. It's basically, and these are big funders.
And also, there won't be a third time, but there may not be the staff there to do it either, because I'm still amazed that so many people stayed there after the first time, because I would have. No, I'm not working for you folks. This is crazy. But they stayed a second time. And if you punt again, I just can't imagine. Anyway, so Mayor Heather Lindsay.
And going forward with her grant applications, in which she would be asked, you know, if y'all have made an official act to dedicate these funds so that she can do the matches.
And Mayor, I so move.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion from Councilwoman Farrow and a second from Councilman McKee to dedicate these funds for the purpose described, the amount being $24,050,285.
Will they, won't they? Will they, won't they?
The vote is in progress. Passed unanimously. Thank you, members.
Honestly, that's a huge thing to celebrate. The city of Milton, with all of the ugliness and the bickering and the drama and the stupidity and the... lies and allegations and all of it finally is actually on the verge of building a wastewater treatment plant that will solve their needs, generate revenue for the city, help economic development, just kind of fulfill it all. Oh, thank God. But first, you have to deal with the gopher tortoises.
Now we can move to the gopher tortoise permitting and relocation task order.
We knew we would eventually get to the most controversial item tonight. That is relocating
the gopher
tortoises. 9 gopher tortoises that have been identified on our property.
And they're going to be okay when they get relocated?
I wanted to just evict them, but I was voted down.
I'm so glad. Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I don't know. Don't make jokes about endangered species. People get really uppity about that. I know Ed Spears is just making a joke, but environmentalists do not usually have a sense of humor.
Real quick, I was getting the house built in 21.
Gavin Hawthorne.
There was 3 gopher tortoise holes there, and it stopped the house, my house from being built for 6 months because the state had to stop. Everybody had to stop what they were doing. State had to come in, set traps for a certain amount of days, and then that pushed everything back. So this is a huge, huge ordeal for the state of Florida because they are endangered. So I just wanted to let council know that this is a true thing.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure they were going to be okay with this.
I wasn't making it up, council.
Yeah. I love Ed Spears. Like, I wasn't. I mean, I was joking, but I wasn't making it up. Of course, it's a real thing. What do you know? What you think?
Total of 9. Boroughs that were identified as occupied, we will perceived to be occupied. We will seek a permit from FWC for the rehoming of these through a licensed subcontractor, and we will pay directly the permit cost and the rehoming fee so that there's no markup and additional costs associated with that. BDI will oversee the operations beginning to end. They expect 4 to 6 weeks for this process.
So the process of moving 9 gopher tortoises is going to take 4 to 6 weeks. And Jordan, I know you know the answer because we already talked about it a little bit, but if you had to guess on your own and didn't know anything,
yeah,
what do you think would be the cost of rehoming a gopher tortoise? I mean, you pick them up, you put them in a box, you move them,
yeah,
you drop them.
I wouldn't even say a couple $100s. I mean,
yeah, okay,
put them in the back of a pickup, take them where they need to go, and
you're
let them
a little
loose.
Light on
yeah,
the
yeah.
assessment.
Oh, yeah.
And the total amount, we are estimating
$56,636.
$56,636. So you can divide that by 9 and determine what the turtles are costing us.
So you can move 9 turtles, tortoises, sorry, go for tortoises, or you can hire a cop. I mean, that's
$6,000
a piece.
I think I just found my summer side job, removing tortoises.
Like, buy some land that's friendly to gopher tortoises, rent, you know, turn your pickup truck into a gopher tortoise limo, and you can, you know, because when people find them, they got to move them,
yeah.
And you can't touch them. You're not supposed to touch them if you see them, you know. How to identify them? It's hard. Anyway, Mike Cusack, never one to just let an item go. Mike Cusack.
So $56,636 is the total amount requested of you, council, to approve these task orders to relocate the gopher tortoises. Were there other questions from council or any?
I'm just discussion? Curious if Sandy can get us a grant.
I just got a quick question.
Yes, sir.
If we find more, we have to do it again?
There are no more. I assure you.
Sure?
There
okay,
are.
I'm just asking. I mean,
No. I've told everybody there are no more.
Okay.
Someone started to say the sentence, what if we find, and I said, if an animal's name comes out your mouth, you will be looking for a job.
So, yeah. And it's true. You could theoretically find other ones because they do a grid search, basically, of the property, and they walk it, and they look for holes, and they look for tortoises, and, you know, but maybe you find another one when you're digging. Ding, ding, ding. Uh-oh.
Tell you how that's going to go. They find another. No, it's a loggerhead. We're good.
But right, exactly. But, you know, Ed Spears did say it's within my discretionary spend limits as a city manager that I could fork out the $6,000 on my own initiative at that point. But $56,000 to relocate 9 gopher tortoises off this massive property. Okay. So there you go. In the end, it's a win. We're going to take care of the gopher tortoises. We're going to take care of the plant. We're going to, Sandy Woodbury says it can be funded. If Sandy says it can be funded, then I'm not going to disagree. And at the end of it all, it all sort of worked out. Ugly getting there. Nobody likes to watch the sausage getting made, especially in Milton. 825 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Jordan's got traffic on the fives.
Yeah, roads continue to look good right now. I-10, 110, 3-mile bridge, relatively clear for the most part. Any slowdowns that we are seeing are due to just morning traffic or construction zones, like right there on I-10 eastbound and westbound between 29 and exit 5. Other than those locations, like I said, roads are good. But if you do see anything, 850-437-1620. I'm Jordan with your traffic on the fives.
Just as an additional note, if you don't like the tremendously double to triple cost of the new plant and you'd like to blame somebody, well, there's elections this fall and there's elections in 2 years. You'll have a chance to have your say. If you're thinking about buying a home, selling a home, or maybe you want to buy a new home, I mean, you know, a lot of times you might think, well, I don't need a realtor to buy a new home. And, you know, I suppose that's true. But there's a reason why it's good to have one like Christina Leavenworth to work with you on buying even a home that you might be building with a builder, because she knows what the deals are. She can get them to buy down points. She knows, you know, how they might offer enhancements on some of the interior choices. There's all kinds of things that she can help you with, including just making sure that you get what you're supposed to get, because at the end, you're going to take possession, and guess what? If things are not right, you may not know as a homeowner, can I get them to fix that? Can I get them to, should I? Is that normal? And she'll explain that to you, or blue tape it if it needs to be fixed. And she's always adamant, like, I am the blue tape queen. I will make sure you get the home that you have been promised and pay the price that you're supposed to pay. And that's true whether you're building, whether you're buying, whether you're selling, or just whether you have questions. You have questions, give her a call. She loves to meet new people and talk about real estate and teach them what's going on. 850-786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Whether it's the style and performance of the all-new 2026 Outback or the extraordinary mileage of the 2026 Forester Hybrid, your next Subaru is guaranteed to put more scenery in your scenic route. The iconic Subaru Outback has been completely redesigned with sharper lines and more edge, making it look as tough and rugged as it drives. And the Forester Hybrid, with a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank and up to 40% better city fuel economy, will let you hit the road again and again and again. Both come standard with Subaru's legendary symmetrical all-wheel drive to help you take every journey with confidence. The all-new 2026 Subaru Outback and the 2026 Forester Hybrid. Love never looks so good. Get your next Subaru at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, or online at AndersonSubaru.com. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You've got mail.
Good morning, 8:29 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. The manhunt for the gunman who shot 12 people at a festival in Ohio is now on its third day. Toledo authorities say a dozen people ranging from ages 14 to 61 were injured in Saturday's shooting. Police said in an update on Sunday, the victims were all in stable condition and continuing to improve. Over 30 people have died after a magnitude 7.8 earthquake hit the Philippines. The number of injured has risen to over 100 across several provinces. The quake struck at 7:30 yesterday morning. And federal prosecutors are accusing California of blocking access to its voter rolls. U.S. Attorney Bill Esele took to X and said California is refusing to comply with a federal request for voter registration records.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, a follow-up to the conversation about the cost of things. Somebody had texted in, why not make criminals pay for their own room and board since they cost us for doing it? It's about $32,000 a year, somewhere in that vicinity in Escambia County. It's an interesting idea. You know, could you actually collect? Would it be extra punitive? Would that be a problem for them? But it's an interesting idea.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Two U.S. Army Apache helicopter crew rescued by U.S. Naval Forces and the 82nd Airborne after their chopper went down off the coast of Oman. They're stable. Cause under investigation. President Trump says we're on the verge of a good deal with Iran.
Very close to having a very, very good, strong, powerful deal. If we go and bomb, which we can do very easily if we want, and we spend another 2 or 3 weeks bombing, they'll have nothing left whatsoever, but you won't have the strait open for months.
Leaving the Knicks game 3 last night, where San Antonio won by 4, maybe a good thing the NYPD moved the watch party from outside Madison Square Garden, because this brawl broke out at nearby Bryant Park. 21 arrested. Primary day in Maine, North Dakota, Nevada, South Carolina, and the L.A. mayor runoff is set. Karen Bass versus Nithya Raman knocking out Spencer Pratt. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 78 degrees right now. It is mostly cloudy. We'll get a look at our forecast with Marion Caldwell from Channel 3 up in just a few minutes. Well, Congressman Jimmy Patronis says that one of his biggest concerns about the new property tax constitutional amendment is what it does to funding that pays for law enforcement and first responders. He says a lot of people really don't realize where that money comes from.
We've got an amazing state with good jobs and nice places to take our kids because it's safe, because this state invests in safety. Now, that primary funding comes from, it doesn't come from the state of Florida, it doesn't come from the federal government, it comes from property taxes. That is how local law enforcement is funded. That's how our first responders are funded. When you call 911 and serve them, but somebody shows up at your house a minute and a half later, you know, thank your property taxes.
Petrona says one of his major concerns is that local governments could shift the burden to investment properties that are not eligible for the homestead exemption, and landlords would then pass that cost on to renters. Florida voters will decide on the property tax constitutional amendment in November. It would require a 60% voter approval. Well, it's time to start thinking about upcoming elections. Time running out for candidates to qualify.
Qualify week is underway for Escambia County Century and Pensacola races. Candidates have until noon Friday to qualify at the Supervisor of Elections office in Pensacola. A special in-person qualifying event will also be held Wednesday, June 10th at Century Town Hall. Two Escambia County Commission seats, District 2 and 4, are on this year's ballot. Both incumbents, Mike Kohler and Ashley Hoffberger, have pre-filed. The primary is set to go August 18th with the general election on November 3rd. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Two young girls have died after drowning in a neighbor's pool in Pensacola yesterday. PPD says they got a call about 6:30 last night about two missing girls in the 500 block of Gerhardt Drive. After a search of the area, officers say they found the 5- and 8-year-old girls unresponsive in a neighbor's pool. First responders performed CPR and rushed both children to the hospital, where they were later pronounced dead. An investigation is ongoing. Well, a woman has died after being hit by an SUV in Escambia County. The Florida Highway Patrol says that happened about 8:30 last night at the New Warrington Spur and U.S. 90. An eastbound SUV hit the woman as she walked into its path. An investigation into that crash is ongoing. No other details have been released there. And USAA insurance policyholders could be getting some money back. CNBC reporting yesterday that the USAA will be delivering almost $1 billion in combined savings and returns to eligible Florida members. Now, that includes a $500 million dividend. USAA says it's possible because of Florida's civil litigation and tort reforms that passed 3 years ago. The company says those reforms have now led to fewer lawsuits and lower legal costs. It's 8:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with Jordan, who's got our traffic on the fives.
And this traffic on the fives brought to you by Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They have been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more online at crohnsandcolitisfoundation.org. Roads continue to look good right now, but if you do come across any major issues, let us know, 850-437-1620. I'm Jordan with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jordan. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Marion Caldwell.
Warm and muggy to start your Tuesday morning. Going into the afternoon, highs climb into the upper 80s and a low 90s with a mix of sun and clouds and perhaps an isolated shower here and there. Going into tonight, lows fall into the 70s once again with some patchy fog developing. Wednesday features lots of sunshine with highs back into the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WAR First Warning Weather Forecast.
And right now it's 78 degrees. We've got mostly cloudy skies. Taking a look at your money now this hour. Now, here at the opening bell, the markets are up at least a little bit. The Dow is up just over 0.5% at 51,068.44. S&P 500 is up just under 0.75% at 74,55.39. NASDAQ up a little more than 0.75% right now, 26,154.63. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, down a bit this morning, 4.53% today. Taking a look at commodities, gold down 520 at 43.58, 20 silver down 7 cents at 68.51. Bitcoin this morning is down just over 1,200 at 62,228.40. Taking a look at our oil prices today, West Texas Intermediate down 257 at 88.73 a barrel. Brent crude down 221 at 92.04 a barrel today. Taking a look at the gas prices across the nation, the national average at 416 today. That's down. The Florida statewide average is up at 391 a gallon today for regular, and that's up from 378 yesterday, the Florida statewide average. Taking a look around our local area, we are seeing, let's see here, looks like the average prices somewhere between 309 and 319 a gallon. Of course, seeing some higher spots as well. Looks like 309, though, the average going rate. If you're headed towards Navarre on Highway 98 there, 353 the average price along those stations. Right across the bridge in Gulf Breeze, seeing 388 a gallon. If you're around Milton, 339 looks to be the average. And looks like 339 up around Cantonment area as well. Taking a look at our financial headlines today. OpenAI is now filed to take its stock public. This comes weeks after the company's rival Anthropic made the same move. In a post on X Monday, the company said the timing has not been decided because there are things they need to do that's easier done by a private company. U.S. households are growing more and more worried over their financial situation. A Federal Reserve Bank of New York survey finding that the inflation outlook was mostly unchanged, while the general perception of conditions is deteriorating. According to the survey, the total number of respondents who saw either a much or somewhat worse situation from a year ago was 43.7%. The New York Fed says that's the highest since January of 2023. Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference continues today in Cupertino, California. Developer Adrian Evis says that he's glad to see Tim Cook deliver his final keynote address as the CEO.
Well, I did get very emotional when he got up there and spoke, and I could tell he was getting mildly emotional as well.
And in his speech on day one of the event, Cook called his 15 years at the helm a constant reminder that imagination has no limits. A federal judge blocking the Trump administration's visa payment policy. President Trump implemented a $100,000 fee in a proclamation last September to restrict H-1B visa applications and argued that its misuse had undermined American economic and national security. The judge said in Monday's ruling that the policy violated the Federal Administrative Procedure Act and the Constitution. 8:39, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. Pennair Credit Union's high-yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts, and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at penair.org/checking.
Federally insured by NCUA, Pennair's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield on balances up to $10,000 with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
From the efficiency of American natural gas and the dependability of nuclear power to the strength of Florida's sunshine and the flexibility of advanced battery storage systems, at FPL, we leverage a diverse mix of energy sources to power our growing state, ensuring reliable, low-cost power whenever you need it. See how at FPL.com. FPL, working for you every single day.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
Jimmy Petronis is on the line with us. Congressman, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
I'm live from Washington, D.C. today.
We've obviously today been talking about the property tax proposal that has come out of the House and the Senate now.
I have been through a property tax special session before. At the same time that you want to lower everybody's property tax bill, you also have those essential services.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News. Listen weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. News Radio 92.3.
Informative.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Other than food, what's your favorite smell? 437-1620, 437-1620. Other than food, what's the smell you like? I know it's easy to do food smells. You know, you'd be like, bread, I love the smell of bread. I love the smell of steak. Mmm, I love the smell of, you know, I don't know, candy making and whatever, donuts, you know. Okay. Put all those smells to the side, which I know is hard to do. Now I've mentioned a bunch of them, and now you're hungry. You know, no coffee, okay? 437-1620. Tell me a smell that you love that is not related to food. Jordan, 437-1620. What do you got?
I'm going to go with the baseball field. Fresh cut grass, dirt, the spikes.
How about the smell of the baseball, the leather?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah. And a new baseball, not a sweaty one that's been all like, you know,
handled and
turned into curveballs and fly balls. And I mean, just out the package baseball.
Those are nice.
Or your glove. A brand new glove. That's even more because it's got the glove, the oil, the all of that. Mm. All right. That's a good one. I'll give it to you. That's a good one. 437-1620. I have a lot of answers, but I don't want to take your answers away from you. I want to let you give your answers. But I'll tell you I think of all of my favorite, it comes down to there's two.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't know which one is number one and which one is number two, but I'll tell you the first one, I'm going to get husband points for this one, my wife's hair.
Okay. All right.
And honestly, and maybe you think I'm weird for this, but I do not care, my wife's breath. I can't explain it, but like when you're real close, you know, when your face is real close and she breathes.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's pheromones. I don't know if it's like
that's the breath I've smelled for, you know, 30 plus years and 28 years. I don't know, but it that has always been, you know, anyway. But the other one that I think is it's sort of in a similar sort of category is the smell of a baby's head. And okay. If you don't know it,
yeah,
Jordan,
yeah.
You don't have children.
No, but
have you ever
nephew.
Held a very young infant?
I have, yep.
And
yeah.
Oh. Yeah. It's amazing. It's weird how happy that makes you, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like all the baby powder or what.
It's,
but yeah.
No, it's indigenous to the child. It's oh, okay. Not the stuff they put okay. on them. It's. I'm telling you, baby head smell is second best only to my wife's breath. It's just, you know, it's amazing. All right, so 437-1620. Oh, I already got texted. Somebody, baby hair. Yes, that's exactly right. Baby hair is one of those. It's like baby head is one of those. And if you know, okay, look, you're 18. You're driving around because you got to work today, and you're listening to the show. Kudos to you for being more well-informed than the average citizen, certainly of your age. And you're like, baby head? Really? Prove me wrong.
Next time you're in a grocery store and you walk by a baby, just
random. Ask permission first. No, don't do it at the store. They'll throw you out. But anyway, just...
Then you'll get to talk to Sheriff Simmons, too.
Right. Trust me, I know whereof I speak. All right, Jordan Glass has traffic on the fives.
Yeah, we do have a little bit of a slowdown happening there on the bridge crossing over Bayou Grande, heading onto the main gate for NAS Pensacola. It's just the length of the bridge, so nothing too crazy. Just maybe an extra 2 to 5 minutes for you there getting onto base. If you see anything else, let us know, 850-437-1620. I'm Jordan with your traffic on the fives.
By the way, I may forget to say this at the next break, so I'm going to say it now just to be sure I say it. You have done great today. You are always great when you
Thank
fill in
you.
For John.
Thank you.
I know you got
here.
Basically the news at like 5 a.m. today, so 4:30 a.m.
4:35 is when yeah.
There you go. So well done. I always appreciate it. And you're such a great contributor to the show. And I know he's always on Cat Country doing the traffic for the morning show and commentary. And he does sports on The Glass Half Full from 9 to 10 on Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1. So all the things.
Just get me on playlist and I'm dominating.
There you
playlist.
Go. There then you're go. All That's... you're playing all the sports. You're playing all the formats. That's exactly right. All right, back to the question of the day, which is... what's a smell other than food that you particularly love? 437-1620. Somebody says, let's see. Oh, two answers here. Actually, three answers here. A field. Oh, not a mowed grass, but like that smell of like the various things that grow in the field. Some flowers, some wildlife, some, you know, hay or whatever's grass is growing in the field. I love that. They said the beach. Yeah, the beach does have a smell. Seinfeld, Kramer made it famous, trying to market it as a cologne. Woods in the Northeast. Oh, I love the smell of a forest. And,
okay.
and
yeah.
it's particularly when it's hot and it's pine. Like okay. when you go into the state forest or national forest, and it's, to me, that's the smell of, it's not just the trees, it's the smell of like camping and fun and recreation and summer and all of those things rolled up into one. 437-1620. Okay, so we got a movie quote inbound. Somebody said, very well known. I'll turn my computer on for a second there, Jordan.
There we go.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
There you go.
There you go.
Right. Nobody likes the smell of napalm in the morning except for he does. Roses, yes. Any flower. You know, and by the way, just a side note, not every woman most prefers a particular flower. It's useful to know which flower your woman likes. You know, my wife is not particularly big on roses. She doesn't think they smell that good. She likes other flowers. That are smellier, quite frankly, than that. Let's see. Somebody says a nice hotel. Oh, okay. All right. I got you. Tires. Oh, disagree.
You don't like tires?
Oh, so when I go into, I think of this particularly at Walmart, but any tire place.
Yeah.
The smell of the rubber from the tires gets in the back of my throat and makes me want to gag. I literally hate the tire section of Walmart for this exact reason. I am anti new tire smell.
Okay.
But you like
that.
It?
It's not one of my favorites, but it doesn't bother me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I can smell it and be like, yeah, all right, there's a tire nearby.
I'm not allergic to a lot of things, and I don't think I'm allergic to tires, but I hate, like, viscerally want to almost retch at the smell of tires in the tire area. On the other hand, good car smells, a new car interior, yes. Somebody says jet fuel exhaust. That's because they like their Blue Angels. All right, I'll take it. Oh, here we go. Carla says a baby's fuzzy head. See, I'm telling you for real. It's a thing. Smell of salt or seawater at the Gulf. The smell of a campfire. Yes. Oh, the smell of southern rain. Or I would say even the smell of, you know, right before the rain comes, that smell the plants give off. I think it's an ozone-y kind of smell. There's something about that. That's
I will
really
say
nice.
To that point, rain off of like asphalt, like when it's like during the summer and the rain hits the asphalt, it's like this weird smell that comes off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that for sure.
It is very enjoyable. Oh, I agree with this one. Puppy's breath, and again, maybe I'm the weird one, but I think like puppy ears.
Okay.
But like I was just, you know, we have Australian Shepherds and the one is like a super licker. She just licks all over your whole face, you know, and you can't stop her and she's adorable and she's cute. But I was thinking about this. I love the smell of my puppies, my dogs.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, it might be partially that I know them or whatever, know that smell. But yeah, they definitely, not when they've been outside, not outside dog smell.
Oh, yeah. No,
thank you.
No,
that's a pass. But, you know, inside. the smell of spent cartridges at the shooting range. That is definitely a smell. That's right. Somebody says it's been 20 years, but weirdly, you know, for me, it's the smell of the school bus in the morning. Put my computer back on.
Yep, sorry.
I bet you've never smelled a real school bus before.
Mr. Rooney. Oh, my wife's pillow, somebody says. Oh, you know, my wife used to wear, a long time ago, she used to wear Red, the perfume, and I used to, when she wasn't there, I could smell that on the pillow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes, no, for sure. Gardenia blooms, the orchard store, it's a Midwest thing. You know, I'm a Midwestern, I don't know what that one means. Sandalwood, okay. Anybody grilling with charcoal? Oh, yeah, no, either the fire or the meat on.
Right.
When we bike around all the time, you know, my wife and I go biking all the time, and we smell so, somebody barbecued. And that's, you know, when you're hungry and you're exercising, the smell of outside, like the Burger King.
Right, yeah,
you know,
okay.
Same kind of thing, you get that for
somewhere
sure.
Somewhere Hank Hill's going.
Oh, no, but now we're into food. We're in food,
okay.
Gotta
yeah,
get
well,
off
yeah.
It's non-food. The air after a thunderstorm, agreed.
Yeah.
Somebody says, this question makes me picture Joe Biden smelling women. Thanks a lot for that, Andrew. Well, he's not wrong. I mean, he's wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, the women smell nice. That's part of the package. I love the smell of a well-run farm. Oh, okay. I get you. I would say some. Somebody says just before it rains, a horse stable. If they made cologne out of Sonny's barbecue, I would buy it. That's funny. But, again, that's, you know, food smells. Jet fuel smells pungent, similar to diesel. Jet or turbine exhaust smells great. The smell during the plague on Throw Out Your Dead Day. We get some weird answers for some of these questions. I don't know.
Smells like a Bengay factory around here.
You know, there's all kinds of smells, and people have all kinds of weird perceptions of them.
Romantic. It must be wonderful to wake up in the morning and smell the coffee in Brazil.
There's so many different smells. Anyway, there was one other one that we didn't. Oh, cut wood.
Oh yeah,
cut wood or like the pencil sharpener kind of falls in that category sometimes. I know I'm a weird one on this, but I like the smell of Vicks VapoRub. I don't know.
No, I'm with you. Yeah,
it's definitely one that you can love it or hate it, I suppose. Perfume, obviously. You know what we didn't mention at all is kind of surprising? Mimeograph paper. Now, Jordan, I know you're too young to know this, but before there were photocopiers, there were Xerox machines. Before there were Xerox machines, there was mimeograph paper, which was like this blue ink. And if you've ever seen the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High, when he hands out the handouts and they all hold the paper up to their noses and... It had a distinctive smell that everybody who's old enough to have gone to a school when that was a thing remembers that smell. Oh, dry erase markers, somebody says, and new car. Yeah, so lots of good smells out there in addition to the food ones. 437-1620. Oh, somebody says a two-stroke outboard. I actually like the smell of a distant forest fire, somebody says. Anyway, 437-1620. Oh, and one of the ones that if you're not Catholic, you wouldn't know, but the smell of the censer with the incense.
Okay.
Is a not necessarily a food-oriented, but, you know, sort of food-adjacent in sort of some of those smells as well. That's your frivolous topic for the day. I'm Andrew McKay.
Tune in today at 10 as Ray Palmer with Pensacola Sports will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Pensacola Sports' focus has and always will be on education, inspiration, and participation in various team, individual, amateur, and professional sports activities. Tune in today at 10 as Pensacola Sports will be discussing the upcoming events that are on their calendar.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola and the world.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Tanner, where are you going?
I'm setting booby traps.
Booby traps?
That's what I said, Sam. Setting booby traps in case of anybody's following us.
Whoa, higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a
Booty Traps would be a great name for a dating app.
Yes, it would.
8:56 on News Radio 92.3. What did you say? You're waiting for me to say the scent of a woman, to which you would have said,
hoo-ah!
There you go. Love a good Pacino quote. All right, Jordan Glass has got traffic on the fives. Jordan?
Yeah, roads are still looking pretty good right now, but if you do come across anything, you can always let us know. 850-437-1620. I'm Jordan with your traffic on the fives.
Do you get to do impressions on Cat Country at all?
A little bit every now and then.
You're pretty good at them. Your Trump is okay. Your Al Pacino is okay.
No, my Trump's definitely not that.
What's your best impression?
Carl from Sling Blade.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a very weird one, but yeah.
You just blinked at me like, it's funny. Well done.
It was like,
you got biscuits for sale in there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, mustard's
well
kind of good on them for me.
Very good. All right. Ever tell you the story? I actually, a long time ago, so I used to, when I worked in Phoenix, I would read Bible passages on the air sometimes. This is a Christian station.
Yeah.
And I am always of the opinion that if you're going to read a Bible passage, a lot of them are dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
You should read them with voices.
Okay.
Yeah. So your voice differentiation between the dialogue.
Right.
And because, you know, in text, you can kind of figure it out. But a lot of when you're reading something, make it dramatic. Right. So I used to do voices for, you know, we'd have Southern Bible participant one. And we'd have, you know, New England participant two. And, you know, that's what you do. And then I thought, I got it into my head that I'm pretty good at voices. And so I submitted like some air checks to some voice people to,
yeah,
that you can sell that or whatever. And what I discovered is I'm not nearly as good at voice as I think I am. Now, like, Meg is great at voices.
Yes.
She just walked in. Meg is great
perfect
at voices.
Perfect timing. Good morning.
There you go. And, you know, some people are very, very good at it. I am not particularly good at it. So I can do a pretty good Obama. I can do a pretty good Bernie Sanders, and I'm done. Anyway, if you have a company, you have employees, you have benefits to deal with, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resource management, payroll, you know, all the fun stuff, like the stuff you really got into business to do. No, I mean, nobody likes to do this stuff, but, you know, it's important. You know, it matters. You know, doing it right is crucial to attracting and retaining talent, and you want to do it well by your people, of course. Well, Torgerson Consulting is there to help. They're really good at it. Like, the thing you hate to do, they got into business to do. Just like sort of you got into business to do something somebody else doesn't like to do, and, you know, they pay you for it. Well, same thing with Torgerson Consulting. They're good at this. They've been doing it for 25 years since 2001. For us, we've been using them for the last 5 years here at Cat Country and News Radio, and they're great. You know, better plans we had before, better prices than we knew about before, better customer service than we ever had before. And just, you know, I'm a fan. My wife's a fan. She's an industrial engineer, so efficiency and all that is her thing. And she reads the policies, and then she asks questions, and they either have answers or they get them for us. They're great. Torgerson Consulting, have them come look at what you're doing. No obligation to review it and see if they can do better. 433-9996 or online at TC Benefits Group. NewsRadio923.com. 8:59 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Mayor Reeves, congratulations, getting a seat on the mayor's board for the kind of the national organization. You know, he's in this National Conference of Mayors or whatever. He joined 11 other city leaders to shape federal policy and funding priorities for more than 1,000 cities as one of the 12 members of the United States Conference of Mayors Executive Committee. So congratulations. And the smallest city to be represented at that level, or one of the very small to be represented at that level. So kudos. That's a pretty nice honor for our mayor. He does an okay job. And we'll be talking to him tomorrow. We might talk about this very thing. Garden Line coming up next.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.